Death toll continues to rise as California wildfire disaster enters second week. Fires in Southern California continue to burn, with high winds endangering hundreds of thousands of residents more than a week after flames ignited in the hills of Los Angeles County. Officials are reporting 24 fatalities and say the number is expected to increase. The cause of the fires is still under investigation, and firefighters are working tirelessly to control the fires while strong winds continue to impact the region. "We're absolutely better prepared for this coming severe fire weather event," Anthony Marone, Los Angeles County Fire Chief, said during a morning briefing on January 13. "We've not only augmented the ground resources, but also the air resources. More than 5,000 firefighters are assigned to Palisades, and more than 3,000 to Eaton," he said, noting the numerous aircraft in operation, including water bombers and specialized military aircraft. A plane borrowed from Canada that was damaged by a drone last week is now repaired and should resume operations on January 14, according to the fire chief. Santa Ana winds are expected to bring gusts as high as 70 miles per hour through Wednesday. "It's going to be very difficult to contain that fire," Marone said. Across the region, approximately 92,000 people remain under evacuation orders and another 82,000 are advised to prepare to evacuate. To protect communities, the governor deployed 2,500 California National Guard members. A law enforcement branch known as the Military Police Force is controlling traffic and safeguarding neighborhoods. Other members are working roles in aviation, fire suppression, and training hand crews, according to a statement from the governor's office. Timeline of events. The disaster began at approximately 10:30 a.m. on January 7, according to CAL FIRE, when a fire was reported in the hills between Santa Monica and Malibu. High winds gusting upward of 100 miles per hour quickly spread what became known as the Palisades Fire. A couple of hours later, the fire had grown to 200 acres, and winds spread glowing embers throughout the area, creating spot fires that took hold in the dry vegetation. Residents in the area were ordered to evacuate, and many have yet to return to see if their homes remain. Fire hydrants in the area ran dry during the initial emergency response when the 3 million gallon water tanks that serviced the region were quickly emptied. By nightfall, more than 3,000 acres had burned, and a week later, nearly 24,000 acres had been consumed. CAL FIRE is reporting 8 civilian fatalities, and approximately 5,000 structures are damaged or destroyed. In an area where houses average more than $3 million each, the coastal neighborhoods impacted by the fires include homes worth up to tens of millions of dollars that were destroyed. The fire is reportedly 14% contained, and crews are working to secure homes around canyons that are in danger of burning during the current high wind event. Terrain continues to burn near Mandeville Canyon, with thousands of homes threatened. Firefighters made significant progress in the Topanga Canyon area, with evacuation orders lifted for parts of Santa Monica and San Vicente. "We strongly encourage caution and vigilance," Los Angeles County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath said. "We need to support our children at this time and make sure they are able to talk about this tragedy." Eaton Fire. Another blaze erupted at about 6:15 p.m. on January 7 in the Altadena area of Los Angeles County. Known as the Eaton Fire, the disastrous inferno rapidly tore through neighborhoods. By the next morning, the fire had grown to 1,000 acres, and more than 50,000 people were ordered to leave their homes. As of the latest numbers, 16 civilian fatalities are reported, and more than 7,000 structures are believed damaged or destroyed. Containment increased significantly as winds died down over the weekend and resources poured in from across California, and from other states and nations, including Canada and Mexico. At approximately 14,000 acres, the fire is now listed at 35% contained. Status update. 5 other notable fires have impacted the area, of which the largest, known as the Hearst Fire, is 97% contained at 799 acres. Curfews remain in effect between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. for areas impacted by the Palisades and Eaton fires. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna said 33 arrests occurred in the Eaton area and 6 near the Palisades for looting and other crimes. 2 were arrested for flying drones over restricted areas. Power shutoffs continue for all areas impacted by fire, and road closures are prevalent across the region. Officials are adamant that residents will not be allowed back into burned areas until all conditions are safe. Currently, trees and utility lines are creating hazards in residential areas. Additionally, law enforcement officials are canvassing scenes with cadaver dogs looking for victims. The sheriff said more than 1,000 deputies are working 12-hour shifts, in addition to nearly 200 California Highway Patrol officers and National Guard assistants. He recognized the frustration some community members feel about not being able to go back and check on their homes, but said he is prioritizing public safety and the integrity of any potential crime scenes. "The conversation about repopulation is on all of our minds. We are hearing our community loud and clear," Luna said. "We have people literally looking for the remains of your neighbors. Please be patient with us." One local fire official said all available resources are deployed and staffing is at maximum capacity. "We are not in the clear, as of yet, and we must not let our guard down, as we have extreme fire behavior," Los Angeles City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley said during the briefing. "Follow all evacuation orders, without delay, and please, please stay safe." Dominic Choi, the Los Angeles Police Department Assistant Chief, said 26 people were reported missing in the city, 17 were subsequently found, and another is awaiting confirmation. He said 6 remain missing after 2 were determined deceased due to the fires. Countywide, law enforcement officials are looking for 23 missing persons, most related to the Eaton fire, according to Luna. Reports of price gouging for hotels and other goods and services are under investigation, advised Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman. He warned those considering committing crimes in the emergency zones that his office will prosecute to the full extent of the law, highlighting charges in looting and arson cases announced on January 13 as examples. "The people who committed these crimes are facing very lengthy sentences," Hochman said during the briefing. Looking toward recovery. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order on January 12 suspending environmental reviews for permits to rebuild in impacted areas. The reviews mandated by the California Environmental Quality Act are known to hold up developments with costly compliance requirements. When the fires are extinguished, victims who have lost their homes and businesses must be able to rebuild quickly and without roadblocks, Newsom said in a statement. "The executive order I signed today will help cut permitting delays, an important first step in allowing our communities to recover faster and stronger. I've also ordered our state agencies to identify additional ways to streamline the rebuilding and recovery process. Cutting bureaucratic red tape with waivers will benefit regions impacted by the fires," according to local officials. "Unprecedented actions that will be essential to making our community whole again," Catherine Barger, chair of the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, said during the briefing. "It is our job in government to get out of the way. Our residents deserve nothing less." The governor issued another executive order to expedite the removal of debris and work to prevent mudslides and flooding in burned areas. "We're working in real time to ensure a fast and organized recovery effort, giving Angelenos the tools they need to rebuild faster and stronger," Newsom said in a statement. "California has been here before. We know what effective wildfire recovery requires, and we're using that experience to move faster than ever to support those impacted by these devastating fires. The road ahead is difficult, but California is doing all we can to help Los Angeles rebuild and move forward." More than 15,000 emergency responders and transportation workers are supporting the firefight. Nearly 2,000 pieces of equipment make up an operational fleet that includes approximately 1,400 fire engines, 170 bulldozers, 160 water tenders, and more than 80 aircraft. Questions about funding, priorities. A decision to ax $101 million from wildfire prevention from the 2024 to 2025 state budget is a point of concern for some. The state was navigating a record deficit at the time. On a local level, the Los Angeles Fire Department's budget was slashed by $17.6 million for the current fiscal year. Crowley wrote in a memo last year that the decision could jeopardize the department's readiness and capacity to handle large-scale disasters. Some who have criticized prior budget decisions and policy guidelines are raising questions about what could have been done to better protect the community. Republican lawmakers from both chambers joined together on January 13 to ask the governor to call a special legislative session to address the wildfires. Republican leader Assemblyman James Gallagher said greater transparency is needed in the insurance market and highlighted the 80% reduction in wildfire prevention spending since 2021 as problematic. "We've been through this too many times," he said during a press conference. "We're calling for immediate action on recovery but also on the real solutions that will help us be a stronger, more resilient state against catastrophic wildfire." After listing seven of the top 12 insurance companies that have paused writing policies or left California, State Senator Shannon Grove said more must be done to protect the state's residents. "We need to address the immediate needs of Californians," she said. Federal government responds. After Newsom declared a state of emergency soon after the first fires broke out, President Joe Biden approved the governor's request for a presidential major disaster declaration, which unlocks federal funding and resources. Biden later said during a briefing that the federal government will cover all firefighting costs related to the disaster for the next 6 months. It is unclear how the incoming administration of President-elect Donald Trump will manage the wildfire situation. Trump and Newsom have exchanged barbs on social media, with the president-elect blaming the governor for exacerbating the state's fire risks. Newsom and the Los Angeles mayor and board of supervisors have sent letters to Trump requesting he visit the area. A spokesperson for Trump's transition team told the Epoch Times that the administration will be focused on implementing policies meant to improve California's access to water and reduce fire risk.